Part 2. The Solution. Swimming with the Dolphins. Chapter 3. The 21st century is the age of the dolphins. South Korea has been at war with North Korea for over 50 years. Across the width of the Korean Peninsula, South Korean soldiers have been locked in a battle of wills with one of the biggest armies in the world, led by what is possibly the planet's most unpredictable regime. Illegal nuclear tests, naval incursions, and unprovoked artillery attacks are regular features of life in South Korea. Seoul, the sprawling modern metropolis of nearly 10 million people, is within range of North Korean artillery. The South-North Highway is studded with defensive fortifications. South Korea's armed forces are kept on high alert, and for good reason. The country faces the threat of apocalyptic war every day. Naturally, South Koreans take military defense very seriously, from their missile defense systems and next-generation fighters to their modern navy. And none of this is cheap. At about 2.8% of GDP, the South Korean defense budget in 2012 was proportionally bigger than China's or that of NATO powers like the United Kingdom, France, or Germany. That's a lot of money. But then you would expect a country to spend its resources on things they deem most important. And avoiding annihilation seems like a wise priority. If you can tell what a nation's priorities are by its spending, it becomes pretty clear how South Koreans feel about school, specifically getting into a particular school. If students aren't accepted into the right institution, preschool or anything above, they'll often embark on intense and grueling tutoring up to 14 hours a day for an entire year to try to retake the tests and gain admission the next year. In 2010, 74% of all South Korean students were involved in some sort of after-school tutoring. Students are known to take all-night classes and also have their beds removed by their parents to prevent sleeping instead of studying. The exhaustion, stress, anxiety, depression, substance use, and suicide problems became so bad that in 2010 the government had to step in and pass a curfew in 2010. Mandating tutoring institutions in Seoul to close at 10 p.m. in hopes that the tortured students